Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. My name's Deepak Shukla. Head over to deepakshukla.com. Just give me the Googles to just find out more about who I am and what I do. And today I want to talk about an example of something that I think is beautiful and why that is. So I remember being in a personal training class whilst I was away for some military training. And one of the guys in my section, let's just assume his name is Franklin. Well, Franklin was excellent with weapons handling. He you know, to that end, actually taught me quite a few things. I'm not the most coordinated person, so sequence, order, and action are things that don't come naturally to me. So he is going into intelligence. Now, if you see Franklin in the gym, however, because it was a PT class, as I mentioned, it's quite a different story. He's got like the upper body strength of, you know, perhaps a 12-year-old. I mean, there's literally zero muscle development that's evident or on show. And as fate would have it, we were doing a strength and conditioning class with around 20, 25, 26 of us. So mats were laid out. We were split basically into pairs, and then we lined up two lines facing opposite each other, and in the middle of the lines there were mats that were placed, basically because it was going to be a session about doing press-ups. So, you know, I'd be number one and I'd pair up with all the number twos, so it'd be 1-2-1-2, and number one, for example, would do, you know, press-ups with the correct form whilst number two was counting them out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. You know, this is, as I saw, where Franklin began to run into a little bit of hot water. So you also get something called kind of punishment press-ups, whereby, you know, someone's behaving unruly, then as a consequence of that, the rest of the actual class has to do press-ups. So we had a kind of action hero who had a mouth that was too large for a mouth that matched his exuberant personality. So everyone ended up basically getting 20 press-ups just before we started. And then again, 10. And then again, another 20. This was all within the space of around 5 to 7 minutes, but people were beginning to struggle at this point. And this was before we'd even actually started the session. So then came in the time when we were shown the correct form and we had to all line up one at a time, and rather line up ones had to go hit the floor and start doing push-ups. And everyone had to count them out as they got to 20 again. So one by one, we all kind of made it. And there was Franklin. 14. 15. Come on, Franklin. Come on. And he was in a really bad place at that moment. Really, really struggling. Not able to make the 16th push-up. With another four more after that, and it seemed like there was a veritable marathon of press-ups that awaited him. He was in a lot of pain. So I opened this podcast by talking about or explaining that I wanted to give you an example of something that I think is beautiful. So, pardon me. Franklin, in the end, couldn't manage to get to 20. He got to 18, and his arms were shaking to such an extent, every time he tried to get down for the 19th, he would just hit the mat, and he couldn't get up. He'd have to kind of shimmy up onto his knees, and then use his kind of, put his fists, his knuckles down, and then slowly try again, and he just wobble horrendously, and boop, hit the floor again. Everyone was focusing upon him now. It had become apparent to the entire troop, as well as the PTs who were pushing him relentlessly, that he needed to get those last two push-ups done. And he still couldn't manage it, as there he was, like, just tensing with every ounce of his strength. and going bright red, wheezing and groaning as he tried to basically pull his frame, his frame up from off the mat. He failed. So, in my view, there is nothing more beautiful than seeing someone give their everything in effort to something that they're ultimately most likely to fail. That's what Franklin demonstrated to everybody. He was not lampooned or laughed at by anybody because he was giving 110% to trying to get these press-ups done in spite of the fact he was not of the shape becoming of someone who could do 50 press-ups. For me, this is the kind of man who will one day become formidable. For me, this is the kind of man that I'd go to war with. Well done, Franklin. I think you're absolutely incredible, buddy. I'm so pleased to remember how much you gave to getting those press-ups out in spite of the fact that it really didn't look like it was going to happen. And indeed, it didn't, because you got to such a stage that you couldn't even lift yourself up off the mat, and you were dripping with sweat, you were red, and there were groans. Now, if any of us are able to apply that level of effort and involvement and intensity to the things that we do in our lives, then it's going to be incredible the things that you can achieve. And for me, that's what beauty is. Beauty is giving your absolute everything, even against all odds, even when you're expected to fail. Even when, in Franklin's case, because he was going for intelligence, he didn't need to pass that test. It would have been okay if he failed, because it wasn't a pass-fail kind of test, and his ability to do press-ups, ultimately, were not heavily, if at all, related to his job. But he did do it as a point of pride, and I think that that's absolutely amazing. So that would be my kind of one piece of advice as well, for something that's both beautiful and for something that you could change your life. There's hopefully a Franklin that's inside all of us. So the next time there comes the struggle, give yourself everything. Put all that you have, all the will and effort that you can muster into that activity, and only rest when you get to the stage that resting becomes the only option, because you can't move your arms anymore because they stopped working.